Greetings to each one today. This is Levi sharing again with you today. I'd like to just pick a few verses out of 1 John. 1 John is a very interesting chapter. It seems like John has a burden. He's sharing. I do believe by that time, Gnosticism crept into the church, and that was but people were thought that knowledge of God could save them. They felt if they studied about God, if they had knowledge about God, save them rather than the cross. And John is addressing some of that in the book of 1 John. When we go to chapter 5, John starts out and says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments." John is getting practical in his teaching just on loving God and having that that passion for the Lord. And he talks about the simpleness of believing in Christ and believing in the cross. He talks about following his commandments. That's how we know if someone is clear with God. And that is, do they have a desire to follow the commandments of God? Verse 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." And that is such a beautiful verse. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. It's a promise of victory in there, and that verse has been such a blessing to me. Another verse in John's 1 John 5:13, probably one of my favorite verses. It's something that soon after I was converted, and we went through some very trying times, and this verse has sustained me. And it reads this way: "These things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." That word, "that you may know that you have eternal life," is what caught my attention. Just the beauty of it, the depth of it. That we may know that we have that eternal life. It's very clear that we can know if we have salvation with in Jesus Christ. The scripture says that we may know. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." If you're a believer of the Son of God and the cross of Christ and the resurrection and his blood atonement for our sins, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So I just want to leave that with you today as an encouragement. If you're a child of God today, we have that hope within us. It's not a hope like someone when they gamble. There's different forms of gambling. They hope that they'll win. Here, it's a hope that is alive. It's something that is alive within us. We have that living hope. So, Lord, bless your day.